I heard the, you know, Let It Go from Frozen? That was on the radio.
Okay.
Just about 3-ish minutes ago.
It's been a very
probably
popular...
Probably like 10 minutes ago.
10 minutes ago, whatever.
Popular song? I'm the camera operator.
Yep. Oh, that's why I'm about to be sick.
Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go. Turn my back and slam the door. The snow glows white on the mountain tonight. Not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried. Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always had to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know. Well, now they know. Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go. Turn my back and turn the door. And here I stand. And here I'll stay. Let it go, let it go. The cold never bothered me anyway. It's funny how someday.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Gets Animated, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with...
Michelle.
Logan.
Luis.
And Matt.
Your voice
I'm
changed.
Here. Well, I can't see you pointing, Richard.
True.
Oh, that's why I had Michelle start off, though. Have Logan remember to speak into the mic. But we are going to be...
right here.
True. We're going to be talking about the Disney movie Frozen. It came out this... previous year, I believe, if I'm correct.
November 27th, 2013.
Okay. You can pick it up at any of your jobber that you would like to. The director was Chris Buck and Jennifer Lee had two directors. The main cast was Kristen Bell was Anna. Idina Menzel was Elsa. And before we get too far off, is Elsa the older one or the younger?
Older.
Okay, Elsa's old. Anna's
the oldest one, yes.
Elsa's old?
By about
she's not that
years.
Old. Yeah.
By about 3 years, I think.
Okay. Jonathan Groff plays Kristoff. Josh Gad is Olaf. Santonio Fontana is Hans. And probably that's pretty much the main cast members right there. Yes, Logan?
What was Olaf's actor's name?
Let's see. Josh Gad. G-A-D. So hopefully we're pronouncing that right, as we always
sorry,
say.
Sorry,
probably not, but eh.
Yes. And if you've been listening to the radio, you've been hearing Demi Lovato, something like that, Demi Lovato singing the song from it, Let It Go. I think that's
I heard
singing
it just
so.
On the way over here.
So that's become a popular
from
one.
Out passengers.
Basically, we are going to be visiting. We'll let Mac. Did you watch it at all? Or?
Yeah, I watched it. I had to watch it with my children.
Okay, yes. Lord.
My daughter loves Olaf.
Oh yes.
And quick comment.
Olaf's that typical Disney character that they have to put into every movie. That's the funny, lovable
puppy dog.
Yeah, pretty puppy much. Dog every character that everybody has to fall in love with.
They had the reindeer.
And Olaf's a snowman.
I really didn't like him. I didn't. Mm-mm.
Really?
Yeah. I felt like they didn't really need him in the movie. Like, if you watch the whole movie and, like, if you just, like, let's just say you just get him out of the movie, like, he wasn't even necessary unless until the part where, I guess, later on in the movie when, I guess, he helps her. So. But other than that.
When they needed him.
That was the point of Olaf.
See, maybe
he was that. He was that bridge between the sisters.
Yeah.
Of the sisters' love.
Mm-hmm.
Without ruining the movie.
Logan had a comment here. What do you have, Logan?
If you listen to the Ice Guys song at the very beginning, the guys
that's
with the
Hans.
Ice. No, that's his family. I'm not talking about the Hans. I'm talking about his family.
Okay.
It pretty much sums up the movie right there for you. If you pay attention to the lyrics.
I guess I didn't pay attention to the lyrics.
I didn't
either. I watched it on YouTube later.
Oh.
Apparently I didn't pay enough attention to it, too.
No.
I do know one thing. There are a whole bunch of Easter eggs in the movie if you want to go back and watch it.
That's what April pointed out. She said there was a lot of stuff in there.
She pointed out one of the...
The girl from Tangled, right?
Yeah.
Yes,
I pointed out that person.
I didn't even notice it. And I was watching it with my sister as well, and she was like, pause it right there. And then she was like, that's the girl from Tangled. And I was
what April did.
And I was like, I've never seen Tangled, so I don't know who you're talking about.
But, awesome. But, had the fun kind of epic.
But she was like, yeah, I guess. So, but like,
go back and watch
There you go.
Yeah.
But I've been hearing online or everywhere from my friends and stuff. They're talking about how, I guess... The movie, you know, this, I guess, like you said, like little Easter eggs with like little My Little Mermaid and Tangled and stuff like that. Because they say, like, the ship that, you know how their parents crashed or something like that, it was the same. It's the same ship that's in My Little Mermaid or something.
Little Mermaid. Little Mermaid.
And they said where the parents washed up on. Tammy said people are saying that was the parents from Tarzan. But it's like, how can that be? Because they were Greystokes. From Britain. They weren't was it Norway where they were from?
It's been a while since I watched Tarzan.
And Tarzan's, seems to
Tarzan
be
like that. Right, I don't know.
Separate.
Yeah. Given that it uses different... From what I know, Tarzan doesn't use anywhere close to magic, just the animals talking, right?
Well, that's...
So there's an entirely chance that it's not connected to the princess universe, multiverse, whatever, anyways.
They were Potter.
Kind of like Pixar is probably not connected to it.
Yeah. It's neat to see that they're trying to add other elements in the movie to try and get you know, to try and tie movies together. But
yeah,
we'll go on a little bit of the story. You start at the beginning of the story, and it's Elsa's the older one, right?
Yeah. Yes.
By about 3 years.
Elsa is the one that has the power to basically make, I want to say, ice, snow.
Yep.
Yep.
Exactly.
However you want to say that. She's kind of like Iceman.
Yep, that's what I was about to say. She's Iceman.
She's better.
She's better.
Yeah, yeah, she does seem like a... No.
And
probably has better control, even though she has no control.
Right, she doesn't have any control over the powers. She makes Olaf in the very beginning of the movie when she is playing with her sister, Anna. I guess you want to say it. Anna or is it Anna?
If I remember correctly, that one wasn't Anna. Alive. That one was just them making a snowman manually.
I think so.
I think.
And she ends up hurting her sister.
Because Anna decided to go jumping on the little piles Elsa made too fast for her to keep up, and she slipped.
Right.
I didn't actually see that part.
Yeah, that's at the very beginning. They're playing in the castle. Well, her parents decide that to keep Elsa safe, they need to lock her up till she can learn to control her powers.
They do get some advice-ish from the trolls, who also who heal Anna and seal away memories to keep her not dead.
Right, right. And she said that because she hit her in the head with the ice.
Oh. Yeah.
They visit. Are they rock trolls? Is that what they are?
Yeah, rock trolls.
Rock trolls. They roll up into little rocks. They're kind of cool.
Yeah.
I kind of like them too.
They were kind of cool. I have to admit.
They were pretty. It was pretty sweet. I forgot, you're right, Logan, I forgot they went and visited them and they told her that they could heal her head, but if it was ever in her heart, she would freeze.
Yeah.
They
had to seal away every memory of the power.
And which kind of makes odd, because if they sealed away the memories, why do they have to lock the older daughter away?
Because she's still dangerous.
They wanted her to learn to control her power.
Backfired horribly, because she had great control when she was a kid.
Right. Because the parents thought she was dangerous because she hurt the younger sister.
Right.
And they wanted to lock her up to help her develop control over her powers, even though
without Anna knowing,
ruining the movie, she had control then. It was the locking up that made her actually worse.
Kind of go off the bend.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of, because she didn't have anything.
Yeah.
Pass away, and many years later, they open up the castle doors.
Yeah, because
Logan, why did they open the doors of the castle?
Because Elsa's getting coronated.
Yeah,
that's right. She was getting coronated. My son keeps walking in going, yes, Dad, that's why it happened, Dad. He's watched it. I bet you he has watched this movie 10 times. He loves it.
Understandable.
There you go. It was kind of a fun movie.
I liked it. I liked it a lot, too.
And, like I said, without really ruining the movie for anybody as to what some of the stuff that happens is, the sister gets frustrated. Elsa gets frustrated, kind of releases her powers, freezes the town, runs off.
Well, more of the whole country, because it's not just the town. It is.
It's the whole countryside she freezes. And she takes off up into the mountains to hide.
Yeah.
And, of course, her sister, being the loving sister, goes after her. And that's kind of where the adventure... I really want people to watch this, so I don't want to tell them too much. That's kind of where the adventure begins, as to them going after her to... And if I remember right, didn't the princes and stuff that came for the coronation want to kill her?
They wanted to marry.
Yeah, he was looking for a sugar mama.
Well, the one was.
Yep.
But the guy who went after Elsa, wasn't he just after to kill her?
Wasn't he the one?
No, he was the ice block dude.
Yeah, he wasn't a prince.
The reindeer. He just had
the ones that wanted to kill her was there. It's because they were afraid of her because she was there. Like,
the
well,
prince.
You're thinking of the Duchess.
Ask your son; he'll tell you.
Yeah, my son gets jealous.
What's the word for that? Not Duchess, but male.
Duke.
He wanted to form a trade alliance.
Yeah, because
he was
like
the older man.
Yeah.
Okay, now I know what you're talking about. Don't know his name, but I
the guy with the mustache.
I don't remember what his name was either.
The guy with the
mustache. I think it was just Duke.
And he committed treason while accusing the queen of treason.
Yes.
Basically, it's true. But the comedy aspects were the reindeer and the snowman comes back to life, Olaf.
I don't know. I liked it, but I didn't find it that funny. You know, for me, it wasn't a comedy.
Exactly.
Yeah, it wasn't like a comedy at all for me. I didn't see it that way.
It was good.
No, it wasn't a comedy.
It was somewhat comedy.
No, I liked the movie. Good. Don't get me wrong. I liked the movie, all of it. But like I said, it just for me didn't feel like it was super funny or anything.
Well, it was kind of a romantic.
Yeah, romantic drama kind of.
Drama, comedy kind of rolled into one.
Adventure.
Adventure.
Wait a second. What about the poor guy that Elsa ran into? The one with the reindeer and the sled?
What about him,
That's
though?
Who Anna ran into.
The one who's trying to sell ice cubes to...
That's who Anna
ran into. Is that who Anna ran into?
Yeah.
Yes. He was funny.
Yeah, it had its funny aspects.
Yeah.
I mean, the rock trolls, when he goes and visits them again, are kind of funny. I mean, they're not super funny for me.
But it was cute. It was for kids. It was nice, yeah.
I'm a big kid,
yeah. It is definitely
apparently.
What is the rating on that? Is it G?
It is PG. Actually PG.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Too much love.
Me. Disney has a PG cartoon movie. That surprised me too.
Violence.
Yeah,
there was no violence.
Violence.
Yeah. I didn't see that.
Quite a few people. Almost get speared to death.
Yeah, sure. But it is rated PG. But I would say just about any child would love to watch it.
Yeah,
you know, long as they don't even have to understand it all of what's going on in the movie to like it.
Well, I know
it was a good movie.
One of April's favorite parts is with the snowman when he gets his nose and it's shoved all the way in. She goes, I'm a little bitty unicorn.
Yeah, I'm reading her notes here, and she says, Olaf, my favorite, kill the baby unicorn.
Kill the baby unicorn.
My daughter loves Olaf, and if you can all see that.
Oh, yeah. A little screensaver.
Olaf is the unlock screen on my phone, and every time my daughter sees that, she goes, Olaf!
You can
control her. She loves Olaf.
So you can now know whenever she's trying to get into your phone.
Doesn't really have a code on it. She just unlock it. She's got her own phone.
Well, this one was a little different, too, at first for Disney, where there wasn't a true villain.
Yeah, that is true.
It was a sympathetic character where you see how she... you know, she was locked up, so
it wasn't her, almost like towards the middle there was a villain.
Just
but
much more underhanded than usual.
Well,
I guess the younger daughter's fiance.
Yeah, but that was later on. You didn't even know about it until, like I said, in the middle of the movie when he betrays them.
Betrays them. True. Yeah,
it was underhanded. That's why you didn't see the villainy.
Yeah,
but it's definitely a more complex storyline than what most of the cartoons are.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Disney Pixar. It definitely, and maybe that's part of too why they gave it a PG rating for the storyline. I don't know if that counts brain into power. It or not.
A little bit broader.
It needed more brain power to watch?
Yes, it did.
Okay.
To kind of understand most of it, yeah.
Here's what it says on here. It says PG for some action and mild, rude humor.
That's really?
Got a PG.
I don't know what you're calling it.
So, there's probably a little bit.
Probably.
Maybe mentioning witch hunts?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know. I liked it. I thought it was good. You know, for me, children will like it.
Yeah, I really liked it. I really liked it because I don't know. Just I felt like an old movie from back then. You know, when they had the singing and stuff like that.
Musicals.
Yeah, kind of like it, I felt like it was like they went back to the roots when they like you know Cinderella or Sleeping Beauty when they like they sing a lot. You know, and when I showed my sister and brother this movie, they hated it because I guess they never watched the old school movies that I grew up watching. You know, I'm not that old, but I still say, you know, but, you know, that's what I liked it a lot too, because like I said, the singing and the, like the musicals, because those were good back then. And I feel like that's how they decided to go towards this movie, you know, go back to the roots and go with the singing and stuff. And when I showed them, they're like, it's too much singing. There's not enough stuff. It's just too much singing. I'm like, well,
Anna
go.
Anna knows parkour.
What's that?
Anna knows parkour.
Oh, yeah.
So,
Anna knows parkour. There you go.
For me, I enjoyed it. I'm going to say it's for all ages.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it enough to say adults could enjoy this if they're into it. I mean, there'll be some that won't like it, but I think the majority of all ages, all audiences will like it.
If I remember correctly, the two guys that tried to kill Elsa did not die, so yeah, all ages.
Yeah, I don't think anybody
think
did.
Died.
Well, I'm just saying who would enjoy it. I'm not saying what the content in, who would enjoy it just as a movie. I think all ages would.
Everybody would, yeah, definitely.
And of course,
I think so. A little too much singing for me, but.
Some of those were good. Very, very good.
And
yeah, there was a deal floating around on the internet for a while of where they translated that song, that one that's real popular.
Huh.
I don't even know what the name of it's called.
Let It Go.
Yeah,
yeah, I think Let It Go.
That I heard on the radio.
It was translated into 25 different languages.
Oh wow!
Or something like that.
I haven't heard that.
And they played all 25 languages in the song
at the same time. Huh.
It was cool. It was cool to watch.
There's also a parody called Let It Burn.
Yeah.
Gotta have the parodies.
That's for sure.
Always.
It's a Disney movie, so I would, you know, I'd be shocked with what library wouldn't have it in their collection.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody should have it in their collection. So. I'd say everybody. Wouldn't be a reason not to on that one.
Yeah, the graphics, I guess the animation was pretty good too. I really enjoyed that too. Mm-hmm. I don't see
why she turned her dress into a ball gown dress at the end of the Let It Go. That's one weird thing for me. That's it though.
They growing
have a
up.
Perception of girls like dresses. Not all girls do necessarily, but.
Even that she was going away from the queen job.
I think it was just, she didn't mind the dressing. She just was scared. Like you said earlier, she was scared of her powers. And there she could let it go and be who she wanted to be.
Yep.
And that artwork.
Hey, dude, I want to build my own ice castle.
I've never seen Iceman do that.
That would be epic.
Able to do it in a minute flat.
Yeah, but your bum and other pieces would be kind of cold.
Well, remember,
apparently she's not affected by that.
Exactly.
Slippery,
I was gonna say,
not cold.
That was one of the things. It didn't seem like, because of her power, she wasn't affected by the cold.
Yeah.
So it didn't bug her being in the mountains.
She actually mentioned that in the song twice.
I have no clue. When she
Richard didn't listen to the song.
When I guess she says that when she barely makes the castle, she even says like the cold doesn't even bother me at all, and that's when she makes her new dress or whatever.
I just know I sing along with it when it's on the radio.
If you want me to put it on, my son will start singing.
So will I.
It's a really popular movie. Everybody should have it. And if you're a big library, you should have a couple copies.
Probably. Just to have on hand, because they'll all be checked out anyway.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure for quite a while that one will be checked out. Kids will love it, so. And adults, too.
Yep. I think that's going to do it for this one, unless anybody else has any other comments.
No, not really, no.
Did we all of April's little comments? Because I know there was a few ones.
You want April's comments? Okay.
They're funny.
No,
pessimistic.
She's not here. Too bad.
She's not here? Yeah. I'll tell her
she
that.
She was funnily pessimistic. Funnily pessimistic.
She said exports should be ice, confused on the whole concept. They could learn to deal with winter all year. Then she called them babies.
It wasn't actually just winter, though. It was like polar ice cap winter. It wasn't like,
permanent
you
blizzard.
Know, okay, it's 30 degrees, 0 degrees snowing. It was like
it's 0 degrees
minus
snowing.
Degrees.
It's like plain Skyrim.
The ocean froze.
Continuous.
It's
0 degrees snowing continuous.
Go home and ask April when's the last time she saw salt water frozen.
It's like if people would play video games, you know, like Skyrim, you know, frozen all over. I don't know.
Exactly. I mean, it was cold, cold, cold. It wasn't just a little snowstorm. It was.
Hence the name Frozen.
Exactly.
There you go. So protect your little bits. So. Well, we're having fun here. We hope everybody's had fun and listening to us. We will be back on the next go around, so everybody have a good one out there. Bye bye.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.